Welcome back to season 3 of the Human Experience Podcast, hosted by me, Kiara Marie. I am a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, functional nutritional therapy practitioner, and root cause protocol consultant. I'm here to share my human experience as well as have powerful conversations with the leaders in the health and wellness space. The Human Experience Podcast began because I truly believe our souls are here to experience a wide range of emotions, make mistakes, own our past traumas that led us to make them, and face our deepest fears in order to grow. The Human Experience is a conversation about self-development, conscious awareness, and normal human responses, and connecting emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual health. The Human Experience promises to deliver authenticity and diversity. The Human Experience community is a group of humans doing the work so they can live their lives to their fullest potential and are here to break intergenerational family patterns so generations to come can too. At The Human Experience, we're diving deep. Thanks so much for tuning in and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Happy 2021, guys. I feel like as I say that, I'm living in some sort of futuristic world. So I can't believe that 2020 is finally over. I say finally, but I know, and I'm going to get into like perception and everything and how we each perceive the world differently. But for me, 2020 flew by. I am like, what the heck even happened? I've never felt this way about a year. And I feel like for me, it's been a really transformative year. And I'm not saying that to belittle anyone else's perception of 2020, because I know in some cases, in a lot of cases, it was incredibly painful for so many reasons. But I'm here to share my human experience and, of course, hear your human experience. I'm open to hearing your story. I would love to hear your story. So if anything, you know, if there's anything that you want to share with me, I'm always available via Instagram DMs. If you want to shoot me an email, anything longer, send me a voice note on Instagram. I love those messages. Voice notes are actually my love language, if you didn't know. Anywho, I have recently started, I want to take a step back. This is season 3 of the Human Experience Podcast. When I first started this podcast, if you guys know the story, my brother's girlfriend actually came to me at the beginning of quarantine and was like, you should start a podcast. And I was like, what? And if you listen to the episode with Eleni, who's another NTP, she told me that I had a great voice for a podcast in 2017. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, that's really cool. Maybe one day. There are a couple other things I want to get underneath my belt before starting that. So I just hit the ground running. I got really, really excited. Whenever I start a new project, I tend to get a little overexcited, but there comes my passion and ambition to just really get her done. So that's exactly what I did. But with that being said, sometimes I can be a little bit overly ambitious and can do things not carefully and methodically. So I wanted to really take a step back from the podcast after putting out 2 seasons very, very quickly with incredible guests. And I don't regret any of it. I think it all flowed as it intended to. I just wanted to do things a little bit different. As we grow, we learn things, we get feedback and so forth. So that's exactly what I'm here to do in season 3. The premise of the show still remains the same, the human experience, talking about emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical health, connecting everything because that is the human experience. But since the last recording, I have learned so much about myself, so much about life, and it actually ties into the course that I recently just enrolled in called The Root Cause Protocol with Morley Robbins, who is an expert, a thought leader in this space of, I don't know what kind of medicine you want to call it, but it's a different perspective, and that's what exactly we need to do, a shift in perspective. There's a quote that our first class started off with, and it says, we don't see things as they are, and we see them as we are. And I don't think that could hold more truth and value, because we often forget that. And I know this is a quote that has been said for centuries, and I just haven't heard it in a while, and it really struck home with me. So I wanted to share that with you. We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. We also have to come to the realization that we are only here to do one thing, and that is to die. And I know that sounds so god awful and morbid, but hear me out. Everything else that is handed to you, given to you, shown to you is a choice. having to get things done, having to do things is a victim mindset. And that's why I am so excited about what I get to do every single day. I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work, and I don't even call it work, to be quite honest. It's like something that I'm so passionate about, and it's like, I don't know, it's just what I love to do. And I feel like everyone should feel this way about what it is that they pursue as their career. And if it's not, you know what, that's okay. Like, not every single person is meant to be an entrepreneur, and they have skill sets that would better suit them in a corporate position and climbing the ladder. And that's okay too. Whatever floats your boat. Personally, I am someone who does terribly in the corporate world. That's why I left. I felt like I was being depleted and hated what I did. And I just felt like I was losing myself and found myself trying to find other hobbies to escape. And then I was like, all right, I just got to do it. Rip the bandaid off, quit my job, give this full force. And that's exactly what I did in 2020. 2020, like I said, was very transformative for me. I left an 8-year-long relationship. I moved back home. I was put in quarantine a week later. I quit my job like 3 months later, and full force went and transformed my business, have launched a course, have worked with 40 women one-on-one and in that group course setting. I am relaunching the Nourished Method, which is my signature 12-week course, come February 4th. That is when early bird pricing begins. So you can DM me if you have any more questions about that. But I feel like this year has been, I don't know, man. I've just rediscovered my purpose, and I've truly stepped into my power. Like, you can just feel that shit when you're not pretending anymore. I think for so long I was pretending about, like, oh, I'm so confident and, you know, I'm this woman, blah, 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 which is great. And sometimes you do have to fake it until you make it. Like, put that CEO hat on and pretend that you are and embody that person that you actually want to be. So for so long, for like the past year or two, I would journal about my future self and what she would look like, what she would feel like, what she would smell like, what she would taste, what she would have around her, the people she would have around her. And God, the way the universe works, the way God works, how empowering it is to know that you have the vessel to call into your life whatever it is that you want to call into. For example, I knew that I wanted to run my own business, but like, okay, how was I going to do that? Like, I didn't know shit about business, guys. Like, I went to school for mass communications and I did a couple business classes here and there and some marketing classes, but that did not teach me anything about business, especially running a business online, because I am 100% virtual. It was nervous. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, it has required a lot of reading, a lot of research, and investing in myself, which was quite scary. But after having invested over $20,000 in my personal education and in my health, hiring a business coach was nothing. I came across my business coach's page, and within 10 minutes, I was pulling out my credit card to hire her as my business coach. And ever since then, business has been thriving. And I don't say that to brag or to make anyone else feel less than. And I encourage you to dive deeper into those money beliefs and feeling uncomfortable talking about money, because it's something that's so taboo to talk about, just like poop. But I'm very, very open about it. And because I think it's important to talk about it, especially as a woman and someone who's on track to make six figures. And again, I know it's a very sensitive topic because 2020 wasn't that year for a lot of people, but this just goes back to everyone's perspective. Like, we're not all going to see eye to eye on something. We were all raised differently. We were all exposed to different things. We have different mindsets, different beliefs. And a lot of the limiting beliefs that I had about money, I felt like I wasn't deserving of it. I feel like there's no freaking way that I could be an online functional nutritionist making six figures like I've always wanted to. But you know what? I seriously quit my job, or I moved back home, and I never looked back. Like, seriously. Well, there was one point at the beginning of quarantine when I felt extremely lonely and depressed and would cry and didn't have I had the hardest time getting out of bed, and my mom had to like carry me and make me food. God, I'm so grateful for her, and just everyone around me who supported me via phone call and just lifted me up and told me that I can and I will and I would, and I am here right now speaking to you via this podcast. And I am so honored to have this space on Instagram. God, it's just so weird. Like when you actually take a step back and look at it, I'm speaking to hundreds of you from all over the world. I see the analytics. Like you guys are literally all over the world from all different age ranges, and I appreciate you so much. And I'm so excited for what 2021 has to offer. So I guess moving forward, what to expect, in the next coming episodes, you can expect a lot of, leaders in the metabolic space to come on to the show. I'm really, really excited to dive deeper into this because, I've really gotten deep with the metabolism. I think ever since June or July or May, something like that, sometime in the summer months of 2020, I would discover like the work of Dr. Ray Pete and Dr. Brita Barnes. And I like just, came across of it with like some other NTPs that I went to school with and was, I don't know, just mind blown by everything. And I was like, wait, what? And, yeah, it's just, it's awesome. And there's a lot to learn and unlearn. And it goes back to that shift in perspective, being willing and open. And even if you're not ready with anything new in life, trying something new and doing the unknown and being skeptical about things, that's all normal. Fear can drive your decision or it can contribute to your decision, because you never want to let fear like take the wheel, right, and make the decision for you. You want to take it into consideration and acknowledge these fears that want to be seen and heard. For example, when someone is investing with me, or when I invested in my practitioner, I had that fear, that money fear, like, God, am I ever going to see this money again? Will I actually see the results that I want to see? Like, I'm losing money. But in reality, I was gaining so much more. And that led me to be able to start my own business, because there was no way I was starting my business when I was chronically constipated, bloated, moody, tired, just everything. I had anxiety. I was anxiety ridden. Like, it was impossible for me to start that business. So I knew I had to take those steps to invest in my health. My health crashing was the best thing that's ever happened to me. It has led me to this pace right now, meeting incredible women and men in this space, therefore allowing me to grow into this wonderful person who I feel like I am today. I feel confident. I feel radiant. I feel vibrant. All good signs of health. And I had to reach rock bottom in order to know what this feels like. And there will be days where I won't be able to get out of bed again, but I know I have all of the tools, and I will come across new tools to be able to pick myself back up again. Every emotion is temporary: happiness, sadness, joy, grief, pain, everything. I have felt every single one of them. That is the human experience. So anyway, going back to the next few episodes that you guys can expect, we have experts like Kitty Blomfield, who is the owner, one of the owners of Saturé Official. You guys have seen me talk about the supplement line, and she has her new strength program, and she helps women from all over, or maybe just Australia, I'm not sure, heal their metabolisms. I have Kate Deering on to chat more about the metabolism and how she wrote the book, How to Heal Your Metabolism. I have Teresa from Living Roots Wellness on Instagram talking about brain rewiring. I have Elena, who is a therapist, who talks a lot about trauma and how that relates to your emotional body, connecting it to the physical body. And so many other people. Noelle Covery, who's the owner of Forever Healthy Hair, she has her own course, like her own thyroid healing course. and just knows a lot about human health and also ties in Ayurveda, I believe. So I'm just so excited to have these women on the show to chat a lot about physical and emotional health, and also doing more solo episodes because I think you guys are here to hear my voice too. And I feel like I can really tie in like whatever I'm moving through in my life, whether it's business related and how that's connecting to my emotional needs, whether it's relationship related and how that has really transformed for me for over the past few months, and also relationship to myself, more importantly, and how I've been healing my traumas and generational traumas, even though it's not my responsibility to heal. Breaking the pattern is also very important to me and for generations to come. I will also mention book recommendations. You guys are always asking me for book recommendations. I feel like reading is one of my favorite things to do. However, it's important to not overdo it, because I've definitely been there as well, where I'm just like books, but actually applying everything that you have learned from each book into your life, into practice, not just reading words off a page just to say you've read a book. And that can happen a lot with my overachievers and my women who like to do too much. And I feel like that is a wound that we are dealing with in today's world, and women having to overwork themselves in order to keep up with the status quo of like men, you know, working really hard. We don't have to run ourselves to the ground, guys. I promise you, it can flow. It can flow beautifully. It just requires learning how to, and being open and receiving and manifestations. I know it sounds so woo-woo, but I promise it's not. You can have the life you've always wanted, and I just want to be a symbol for that for you guys, because I, or whatever you want to call myself, I don't know, just someone you guys can look to and say, wow, she literally was so depressed, anxious, mad, upset, angry all the time, just never happy with what she had. And it was always this incessant seeking for that high. And whether that came in the form of relationships or, you know, whatever quote unquote bad habit you want to really bring into play, but I've done all of it and I've searched for it, and really it's all been within and connecting to my home from within and getting the answers that I've needed and connecting to God again, because we can talk about that too, my relationship to God, because I have definitely strayed away. And you know, my relationship to God doesn't really have anything to do with religion, but it's my God and how I see him and how I communicate with him and my relationship with him and how he has helped me. I do feel like God is a masculine figure for me in my eyes, but I would love to hear like your perceptions of it all, because it's also fascinating, you know, what we feel is true and what helps us throughout our lives. And like there are certain values and morals that we need to know about ourselves in order to be able to set boundaries with ourselves, with other people, so that we know how to navigate life. Because when we're older, like, I mean, when we're young, we have like our parents telling us what to do and whatever. And it can be hard, because a lot of us, and there's like so many people in the, you know, wellness space of children and how to communicate with children and navigating their choices, because a lot of the time we're just telling them what to do rather than hearing them and listening to them. And there's a lot of miscommunication on both ends. And when we have our parents telling us what to do and all of a sudden then we don't, like, it's incredibly confusing having all sorts of different perspectives thrown on you and different opinions, and it can be hard to navigate. Like, what do I follow? And ultimately it's your life and your own human experience and what you decide to do, where you're led. Lately I've just been trying to listen to my intuition and my inner home and how that impacts not only myself, but those around me. You know, I try not to make sporadic decisions anymore, because I used to be that person who was misled. I wasn't leading with my heart. I wasn't listening to my intuition. I was just doing a lot of things based off of my current emotions. And I feel like that might be quote unquote common in a lot of the younger population, because, you know, we haven't been really taught to do those things. We haven't really been taught to listen to our intuition. So all of that and more is what we'll be diving into season 3. I am so excited. Like, thank you guys so much for being here and listening to my voice. And yeah, just stay tuned for all the goods. If there is anything that you want to hear personally about, whether it's relating to health, I know a bulk of my like content on social media, actually like all of it pretty much, is relating to gut health, metabolisms, thyroid, hormones, digestion, all that and more. Like, please let me know. But on top of that, like, don't be afraid to get personal. Like, I am here to share as much knowledge and wisdom as I can to help you in your journey along the way. So I will talk to you guys soon. I wanted to take a brief moment to chat about the relaunch of The Nourished Method, which is my very own signature course that is 12 weeks long, and it's going to look a little bit different this time around. So if you were with me last year, I launched The Nourished Method for the first time ever. Thanks so much to the women who joined and gave me incredible feedback for this round so that things can be new and improved. Things are going to look a little bit different. No weekly calls. I feel like a lot of the women got a lot of the answers that they needed from the course and just communicating with me via Messenger and the Facebook community. So that's exactly what we're going to do this time around. We're going to have a private Facebook community where all your questions and concerns are going to be answered. I'll be in there every single day, so it's really no different. The course will be dropped all at once. All 12 weeks of modules will be dropped all at once. You'll have the knowledge, wisdom, and tools that I have literally in this course. You'll get trackers, meal plans, supplement guides, grocery guides, literally so many things, checklists, like the whole nine yards, guys. I'm not going to leave you out in the dark. I want you to succeed. I'm also teaming up with some really awesome women in the field when it comes to movement and meal plans. You'll get set up with that. You'll get the whole works. I'm really excited for this round, you guys. And the early bird special starting on February the 4th is $297, pay in full. There's also a payment plan option for that, and the price will go up at the end of the week of the 4th to $497. So be sure to sign up early and let me know if you have any questions on Instagram. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Human Experience Podcast. I always appreciate your love via Instagram DM, so feel free to take a screenshot if you're listening and be sure to tag me on Instagram. And of course, if you feel called to, I would love to see you leave a 5-star rating and review so that others can hear my voice too. Until next time.